Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, April 26, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Into Temptation, Film. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into the vast ocean of knowledge that is Wikipedia to bring you some of the most interesting gems hidden just beneath the surface. Today, we are looking at the compelling 2009 drama film, Into Temptation, a story that explores the intricate dance between faith, morality, and the inner workings of human struggles. Into Temptation is a film that takes us through the ethical dilemmas faced by a Catholic priest when he hears the confession of a mysterious woman who confesses to a sin she intends to commit in the future. Now that's a premise that's bound to grab your attention, doesn't it? It's a narrative that twists around the complex threads of confession secrecy, the enormity of burden that clerical figures carry, and the lengths one may go to in trying to save a life. Directed by Patrick Coyle, who also penned the screenplay, this independent film stars Jeremy Sisto as Father John Boerlein, who is confronted with a moral quandary when he encounters a prostitute, played by Kristen Chenoweth, intending to commit suicide on her birthday. The film received favorable reviews, particularly for Chenoweth's performance, which was noted as a departure from her usual roles in musicals and comedies. She brings a layered depth to her character, Linda, offering a portrayal that is both haunting and empathetic. As the story unfolds, we follow Father Boerlein on a journey that takes him through the underbelly of Minneapolis, where the film is set. The priest struggles with the boundary of the confessional seal, a promise that priests must never disclose the sins told to them in confession, while also grappling with his desire to prevent a potential tragedy. One of the standout elements in Into Temptation is the cinematography. It captures the contrasts between the grandeur and safety of the church and the darker, more desolate parts of the city. These visual contrasts reflect the internal battle within Father Boerlein, a man who is torn between his rigid role as a Catholic priest and his human compulsion to intervene. Before diving further into our chat about the film, I want to pause and ask you, our listeners, a question. Have you ever been in a situation where confidentiality clashed with your personal values? A position where you were obligated to keep a secret, but your conscience was telling you otherwise? It's a topic that really makes us reflect on the blurred lines between duty and morality. As the film progresses, Father Boerlein's odyssey becomes more than just a mission to save Linda. It serves as a catalyst for his spiritual reawakening. Amid the shadows of the city, he rediscovers the essence of his priesthood and the power of compassion and human connection. Interestingly enough, Into Temptation takes this profound journey and juxtaposes it with doses of wit and humor. Patrick Coyle crafts distinct moments of levity that seamlessly blend with the heavier themes, giving the audience a breather while still driving home the gravity of the situation. The subtle humor sprinkled throughout the film brings a sense of realism, as it's often through laughter that we deal with life's darkest moments. Jeremy Sisto delivers a heartfelt performance, embodying a character who is believable as a man of God, yet relatable as someone who struggles with the same uncertainties and desires as the rest of us. His portrayal of Father Boerlein is tinged with vulnerability, making the audience root for him as he navigates the murky waters of moral responsibility. Now, while the film didn't set the box office on fire, it did ignite conversations about some heavy and complex topics. The clash between secular and sacred duties, for instance. What happens when a person's professional responsibilities come into conflict with their personal beliefs and ethics? And how about the struggles that religious leaders face in their quest to live a life completely devoted to their faith? Into Temptation grounds these conversations in a relatable, humanistic story that is engaging and thought-provoking. But don't take my word for it. The film received the Audience Award for Best Feature at the Cinequest Film Festival, and it's also earned its share of critical nods. In a world where bigger blockbuster films tend to garner the most attention, it's refreshing to see independent films like Into Temptation shine through, offering deep, meaningful stories that stir reflection and conversation. By the climax of the film, the audience, much like Father Berlaine, comes to realize that salvation can be a complex, multifaceted concept. The act of saving someone can often lead to a revelation of one's own vulnerabilities and needs. It's these universal themes that resonate with people from all walks of life, regardless of their faith or background. So, after pulling back the curtain on Into Temptation, what are your thoughts? Has this episode tempted you to delve deeper into this quietly powerful film? I'd love for you to watch it and share your personal takeaways. Are there scenes that challenged your perspective on faith or on the nature of secrets and confessions? Let's get the conversation going. And that wraps up our episode on Into Temptation. I hope this discussion might nudge you to explore those ethical crossroads we all come to face at some point in our lives. If you're interested in reading more about the movie or digging into the themes it presents, hop on Wikipedia and look up Into Temptation film to get started. As always, this is Wikipedia, where knowledge meets curiosity. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and let's all be tempted to learn a little bit more each day. Don't forget to subscribe and share your thoughts with us. This has been another captivating escape into the pages of Wikipedia. Thank you for listening and take care.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Into Temptation, film. Thanks for listening. See you next time.